For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed the importance of a pilot zone in northeast China's Jilin province while visiting Yanbian, center of the Changchun Jilin Tumen Development Pilot Zone. Xi Jinping said the pilot zone is of great significance for the opening of border areas and international cooperation in northeast Asia. He urged authorities of the pilot zone to build it into an example of opening up in the northeast. Founded in 2009, the pilot zone aims to advance cross-border cooperation in the Tumen River Delta, which straddles the borders of China, Russia, and North Korea. China's Ministry of Public Security on Saturday released the latest case details concerning lawyers seized by police earlier for organizing paid protests to sway court decisions in the name of so-called rights protection. The statement revealed that the 9 lawyers and several other suspects have been placed under coercive measures, which include summons by force, bail, residential surveillance, detention, and arrest. The group was led by the Fengrai law firm. They were suspected of being involved in disrupting public order and seeking profits by illegally hiring protesters and swaying court decisions in the name of supposedly defending justice and public interest. Since July 2012, the group has organized more than 40 illegal controversial incidents. Police in central China's Luoyang City shot one dead and injured another after being violently assaulted during the course of their duties on Saturday. Police officers were trying to resolve disputes at a construction site when they were attacked by several enraged people. The officers fired 2 warning shots, and the mob then tried to take their guns by force. The police were forced to shoot dead one man surnamed Zhou and injured another man surnamed Sun, who is now hospitalized. Luoyang police expressed their regret over the casualties in a statement. An investigation is underway. China's Meteorological Authority on Saturday forecast heavy rain and thunderstorms for large parts of south and central China. The National Meteorological Center issued a blue alert for rainstorms in parts of Guangdong, Hainan, Yunnan, and Hubei provinces from Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. At least 2 were killed and 6 others seriously injured when a building collapsed in the Indian capital on Saturday night. Over 100 people are still believed to be trapped in the debris. The National Disaster Relief Force, along with 8 fire tenders, are trying to carry out rescue work at the site of the 4-story building collapse. According to police, the task of bringing rescue equipment into the area remains a difficult one as no vehicles are able to pass at present. The building collapsed due to the digging out of an adjacent plot for a new building. At least 5 soldiers were killed and 7 others wounded in an attack at a military checkpoint in Egypt's North Sinai on Saturday. According to Egypt's MENA news agency, the attack involved shooting and rocket firing while the checkpoint is still opened. The Al-Qaeda-inspired Sinai State, which has vowed loyalty to the Islamic State militant group, has claimed responsibility for the attack. 2 people have been wounded in a motorcycle blast in a village in the southern Philippines' Sulu province on Saturday night. Both victims were sent to hospital soon after the blast. Initial investigation showed that the motorcycle was parked by 2 unidentified men and the blast had partially damaged the wooden fence of a karaoke bar. No organization has so far claimed responsibility for the blast. Bolivian Football Federation President Carlos Chavez and the Executive Secretary Alberto Lozada have been arrested for corruption. The state attorney general announced that both men will stand trial due to the existence of sufficient evidence of aggravated fraud. The arrests were made as part of an investigation into alleged corruption in Bolivian national soccer. The 2 football executives are facing charges of laundering illegal earnings, criminal organization, influence peddling, fiscal offenses, and aggravated fraud. Jeffrey Webb, former vice president of FIFA, has pled not guilty to racketeering and bribery charges in a federal court hearing in Brooklyn, New York. Webb was arrested along with 6 others at a hotel in Zurich on May 27th. He was then extradited to the United States from Switzerland. Webb was reportedly released on a $10 million bond following his arraignment at the court. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.